fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that be not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslivism.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger. Unafraid. Right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution. Revolution. Radio!
Are you coming to the train, led by a man who wants to break the chains? Establishment is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out for a wall built by crane? Media is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out the fools who lead in vain? Lobbyists are terrified, they can't control our reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train? Wear a hat of hope, side by side with me. Make America great again, break the chains. Let's meet this year on the Trump train.
And I will promise you this. We will start winning again. We will win at every single level.
And we are going to be respected by the world again and not laughed at like we're all a bunch of stupid people being led by incompetent politicians. It's not going to go on any longer.
Are you coming to the train to take our great country back again? Join the revolution, break the chains. Let's meet this year on a Trump train.
We're going to win at the borders. We're going to win, and we're going to keep winning. And we are going to make America great again, greater than ever before.
This is Dr. Johnny. Had a little technical difficulty, but I'm on the air now. Sorry about that, everybody. But that's the way it goes. This is Dr. Johnny. Let's keep the truth alive and be generous with your contribution to Freedom Slips Revolution Radio. Dr. Johnny gives every month through the Patreon account that I started, and you can set one up too. Just set one up on Freedom Slips .com and automatically donate $5 per month. It's so easy. That will really help us keep the truth alive and keep Dr. Johnny on the air. And if you only have a phone and you want to hear my show, you can call every Sunday at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. And if you're on your computer, just go to freedomslips.com and scroll down to Studio B every Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. And Dr. Johnny will be right there with Beyond PhD. You know, the show, Master Survivor Beyond PhD. And welcome. And we'll bring you the truth about our world and give you the tools to help you survive and thrive. And I'm your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor and virus recovery expert. Nobody listens to the news anymore these days, folks. The viewership has dropped so much that even the mighty CNN, the cable news network, is quietly in receivership as we speak. Somebody's going to buy it. Who knows? Between the lies and the distractions, people are sick of it. Nobody's watching it anymore. Maybe if they're lucky, someone like Elon Musk will take it over like he's doing with Twitter. That's also dying fast. The distractions and the networks of the deep state are turning out to be like an expensive gourmet restaurant that's losing its chic appeal, and it's no longer the in place to be. Oh, boo-hoo. I wonder these days, you know, during the it's like so many people don't want to listen anymore. It's just like an old restaurant, expensive restaurant that has a big reputation and been around for a long time, but all of a sudden it loses its chic appeal, you know, because of some incident. And in this case, you know, like the deep state's losing its appeal. I remember back in those days during my last marriage when I used to work at for corporate in West Palm Beach, and my wife always wanted to go to all the hot spots. We went to the Europa. We went to the PGA Club. We went to the Breakers. And yes, we went to Mar-a-Lago. And in all these places, I'll never forget it. Very often, we would want to walk, you know, when we'd walk right in, and then there's the hostess who looked like she was right out of a Spiegel catalog, and she'd say, "Oh, two for dinner?" And I would say, "Yes." And then she would say, "Would you like a table, a booth, a couch, the VIP room, or do you want to sit at the bar?" And it was quite a mouthful. But that's what I often heard, especially if we went down to the nearby Boca Raton. Sometimes if a bad incident occurred at a famous restaurant, people would talk and stay away from that establishment. And then the gossip circles would get started. And believe me, you know, in Palm Beach, the word spreads fast. Trust me. You don't want to be mentioned in their gossip circles. I used to call it the secret society. And if the incident was serious in the talk of the gossip circles, it would not be long before that restaurant would go out of business. Word gets around, you know, and I saw it happen in Palm Beach, and I'm seeing it same thing happen right now to the deep state cabal. It's not the end place to be anymore. Oh, no. There are too many incidents, too many unanswered questions, and too many distractions. And now little Toto has pulled the curtain for everyone to see, and it's just a crazy, evil man pulling all the strings and levers. So now let's visit the global restaurant satanic. Looking at the mind control menu of May, oh my, I see under appetizers, distractions du jour. Oh, let me ask the server what the appetizer distraction du jour is made of. Okay, all right, I get it, just like I thought, just old scraps that have fallen on the floor, but when heated up with that special media spin, the chef adds his secret neuro-linguistic sauce that makes it taste so good for the sheep who never cook or do their own critical thinking. They eat it up because they salivate from day to day and are starving to regain assurance and confidence that what they believe is true. And once again, they are restored by the programming for their undisciplined, ignorant minds always looking for assurance. Oh, but it's been a great restaurant, and that has always satisfied the sheep, but now it's losing its appeal. Too many incidents have happened, too much gossip's going around, but they refuse to take the red pill and continue to herd up and take a number to be called so they could sit at the table of horrors just to have the experience to push their fear and validation buttons just one more time. Yes, all the floor sweepings from Hell's Kitchen with the waitress Rachel Maddow working the tables and serving the chef's special fear du jour, and to keep the sheep thinking once again everything is okay in their eyes, that this is life. Well, guess what, folks? This is fake news. And this false fake news is not reality. It's false. This is not life. It is the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and they keep playing it over and over again. So what's on the menu now? What will the real distraction of May be? Are they just dishing out old fake news distractions again and again? Just more floor sweepings? There's so many distractions, you know. Will it be the abortion activists? Will it be the UFO investigations or an alien false flag invasion? You know, the Congress is having a hearing on UFOs as we speak. Oh, yeah. Will it be more shootings? Hey, Buffalo, New York just had a mass shooting killing 8 people just yesterday. Will the boogeyman Putin start a nuclear war? Ha! Yahoo News says he's defeated and that there's a coup going on in his military and Russia's falling. Nothing could be further from the truth. More lies. Will all the secret military anti-gravity start, you know, crafts start flying around and the media says that we're being invaded? Don't be surprised if you see weird things in the sky. You know, Operation Bluebeam is up and running. And don't be surprised if the media is out to scare you, just like they do with everything else. Remember, this is all an attack on the people. After years of government using fifth generation warfare, we're being, you know, beginning to adapt and wise up. People are starting to understand that it's just fake news. Most of the time, there's not a real boogeyman out there, but yet the prices keep going up, and they're still trying to take our money. That's for sure. On a recent video, Monica Crowley joined Steve Bannon in the war room, and I decided to watch the clip and take notes about the leak of the draft of Judge Alito's decision to overturn Roe versus Wade. And she said, I think we're witnessing the deliberate destruction of all our institutions. This has been going on by the Marxist left for many decades. She's so right. So this didn't originate with this outrageous, unprecedented leak. It's been going on for a long time, and what everybody needs to understand is that this is not the Democratic Party of Bill Clinton, JFK, and even FDR. This is not the party of Marxist revolutionaries, and, you know, they're now taken over by these Marxist revolutionaries, and now this party is just a communist outfit, and they've done this long march through our institution in order to destroy us from within. It's begun in the 30s as the KGB operation to try to overthrow the United States from without and within. And when America's enemies from abroad realized that our Constitution and our country were so durable and malleable that it was just going to be impossible, they changed their tactics. And they began, like termites, eating away at our institutions from within, to the point now where so many are on the precipice of collapsing. Our institutions are all breaking down. What we saw with CODIS leak was engineered. It's completely orchestrated in order to engineer this political agenda going on in into the mainstream in the midterm election to take people's attention off Ukraine and off the Biden crimes. We see this now just before the midterm because they want to mobilize all the left's armies to burn the country down just as they did prior to the 2020 election. They're looking for another pretext. They found one with this abortion issue. These issues for our country are existential. Now the moment of truth have arrived. Because for years, the abortion rights radicals have been saying, my body, my choice. As a woman, I have a choice to do with my body what I want. Well, when it comes to the jab, the left is saying everyone should get the vaccines. So you really don't have a choice. The hypocrisy of the left is really glaring now. They're losing their followers by droves. Like I said, nobody's wanting to believe them anymore. It's like that old restaurant that had an incident, you know, that have once had a big, big reputation, but they're now going out of business. So is the deep state. It does seem like there's a cultural shift where the energy has shifted, where our side, the side of good, the side of freedom, is now winning. But it requires all hands on deck. You and me, ladies and gentlemen, we got to stand up for our rights. Because of our tolerance, we have, you know, the transgender story hour reading to little kids in our libraries. Because of our tolerance, we have all these activities tearing away our institutions. Our acquiescence allowed all this to happen. We got to start standing up for our rights and refusing the jab. We have the right to, you know, to refuse any medicine in our body that we don't want. So the SCOTUS leak, that's the Supreme Court of the United States, was all planned. They leaked this on purpose, and now they're on the map. They're needing something to revive themselves, and you know, this is not going to do it. Even this abortion thing is just not going to do it. This is going to be a failed effort, but it's only going to be failed effort if we put our shoulders behind it. So you got to stand up. I don't want abortion. I don't think it's the right thing to do. That's just personally for me, Dr. Johnny. You know, just know this past week that the Supreme Court justices of the United States have been assigned 24-hour military protection. The guys is that the justices need protection due to the Roe versus Wade decision that's impending, but that's false. That's false. That's fake news. As we say, the leak, which occurred this past couple of weeks regarding the SCOTUS opinion on overturning Roe versus Wade, was fake. This was designed to distract the left from the real decision that's going on right now in front of the court, and that's the 2020 general election. Within the next several weeks, SCOTUS will be overturning the 2020 election due to massive fraud in every single state. You've been watching a movie. I hope you enjoy Most Important Time in History. This movie is soon coming to an end. This Rocky Horror Picture Show will soon come to an end because, folks, they keep playing it over and over and over right in front of your face. Are you tired of it? I'm tired of it. I also have another very interesting story that has not been covered much, you know, and this is a little bit about the programming that's going on, the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. An introduction to programming manual was uncovered accidentally, you know, in 1986 by an employee of a Boeing aircraft company who brought he bought an IBM copier. I picked up this story from one of my super soldier friends. I couldn't believe it. This guy, he bought, an IBM copier for scrap parts at a sale by accident in 1986. And inside the copier, you know, because copiers will take on the, you know, the software to print, you know, what it needs to print. But sometimes, you know, that stuff can still be there. Well, he found, he got into this copier, and he found inside the copier were details of a plan which were control, were called controlled, control of the populace using manipulation of society via traditional pastimes, the educational system, and political beliefs. It was an operations research manual that served as a technical declaration of a domestic war upon humanity. This was inside this copy machine, and I picked up this story. So this is like deep, deep secret, deep state secret. This Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars was the title. It's an introduction programming manual that was uncovered, and the origins came from the Harvard Economic Research Project, a creation of a World War II operations manual research. Its aim was to control an economy beginning with the American economy and then the global economy. It was soon recognized by those in positions of power that some of the same methods might be useful for totally controlling society. But more efficient computers utilizing analysis and automation correlating massive amounts of constantly changing data were necessary in order to social engineer the unsuspecting population in order to race ahead of the targeted society and predict what society would arrive for capitulation. At the time, delay computers were too slow, but the electronic computer would change everything. A passage from the document reads, "Since energy is the key to all activity on the face of the earth, it follows that in order to attain a monopoly of energy, raw materials, goods, and services to establish a world system of slave labor, it is necessary to have a first strike capability in the field of economics. In order to maintain our position, it is necessary that we have absolute first knowledge of the science of control over all economic factors and the first experience at engineering the world economy," end quote. Eventually, every individual element of the structural automation comes under computer control by revealing their personal preferences. Meanwhile, the silent weapon was applied gradually. The public reaches a point that they can no longer tolerate, and the silent weapon is dialed down, then dialed back up to increase the pressure on the validity options and mobility of individuals of a society by understanding and manipulating and attacking their sources of natural and social energy and their physical, mental, and emotional strengths and weaknesses. Does this sound like data mining, folks? You know, when they sell all your information for mining your data, what you like, and all your little favorite foods and all your products that you buy and every place you go. Yes, this is exactly where it came from. This was the blueprint of how they got that to control our society. Everything that is expected from an ordinary weapon is equally expected from a silent weapon by its creators, different only in its own manner of functioning. Therefore, the silent weapon embedded in our day-to-day lives is no different than an ordinary weapon. This is all from the manual, folks. But rather than firing bullets, it unleashes propaganda at a specified moment, propelled by data processing under the orders of a Bilderberg attending banking magnate instead of a military general. The public cannot comprehend this weapon and therefore cannot believe that they are being attacked and subdued by a weapon that doesn't appear to exist. The gaslighting by those wielding this weapon causes the public to assume there is nowhere to turn for help. And the more answers of this diabolical weapon of social engineering, the more likely a revolution will truly begin against the impending New World Order. People don't realize how much they've been manipulated, folks. Back in 2008, when the masses flocked to Obama to save them from Dick Cheney, those waking up to America nightmare could clearly see how he was a puppet to Wall Street and the big banks and also to the military-industrial complex. Their profits soared as the anti-war movement disappeared. Obama even had an American citizen killed with a drone strike while eating dinner. Obama loved predator drones, and he normalized the unending war. At first, Obama was not threatened by the election of Donald Trump. He had the all-powerful media on his side. And I quote where he said, President Obama, you know, where Trump said President Obama will go down in history as perhaps the worst president in history of the United States, you know, but it didn't bother, you know, when Donald Trump was electing and he said that, it didn't bother Obama at first, you know, and it's just, at least I'll go down as a president, Donald Trump said when he got elected. But that didn't last. Trump got elected and Obama helped lead a massive attack against Trump and the entire establishment, mainstream media and loyal Democrat, you know, was led by loyal Democrats, and by the time the 2020 election was stolen right before our very eyes, there was no doubt that Joe Biden was a puppet. But whose puppet? And then we say, you know, we hear from Talese Gabbard. She says, I think it's no surprise that it's not just Obama, but it's the whole Obama-Clinton machine that's been in power for a long time and continues to pull the strings behind the curtain in the Obama, in the Biden administration. But when we're talking about the Ministry of Truth, well, you know, that's even more disturbing than the fact that we've got all these Democrats who are supporting it, and there's powerful Republicans supporting it as well. So there's lots of rhinos in there. Obama and Clinton are puppets, along with at least 99% of the Democrats and Republicans in Congress. This is not surprising to many people maybe in our audience, but it's not even more, it's not even a government anymore, folks. It's a Rocky Horror Picture Show. I told you early on in many of my shows a year or so ago that this is, you know, a big movie. It's the greatest show on earth. Now I call it the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and they keep playing it over and over again. Are you getting sick of it? I was sick of when they kept playing Rocky Horror Picture Show. I got taken once to see the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and they everybody said, "Isn't that great?" I said, "No, I don't think it's great at all. I don't want to ever see that crap again." And that was just me. Now I know I'm kind of old-fashioned, but hey, you know. Obama and Clinton were puppets, along with at least 99% of the Democrats and Republicans in Congress. They're all a bunch of rhinos, and it's not even a government anymore. It's just a Rocky Horror Picture Show. And now we're being exposed to some of the biggest crimes in American history. They're stealing every last penny from the American people, creating a worldwide famine, provoking war with a country that's showing off ways that they can nuke the world and we the people into oblivion. You know, they, you know, our gas prices are going up. It's all happening in front of us, folks. And in Germany, hundreds of thousands of people are demanding that their government stop sending weapons to Ukraine and urging them to move towards a peaceful resolution. While in America, it seems that everyone is just going about their business, waiting for the next election, as if it's just a series and a Netflix film that they're watching. That's how we are acquiescing, folks. We're acquiescing all over again, just marching like sheep and letting it all go by. But if we sit and do nothing as we watch them start a nuclear war, are we innocent? No, we're just as guilty as they are. The liars and thieves inhabiting the U.S. government are starting this war for our own puppet masters. They are nothing special, just old money with centuries of fraud. We outnumber them 10,000 to 1. Conservatively speaking, they're not going to stop. And now they've been exposed. They're just going to make it worse. The wrecking ball is coming soon, folks. Now remember, in the few past week shows, you know, I kind of ignored the political situation because I just didn't want to pull myself down or the audience to that low vibration because it was such a Rocky Horror Picture Show. But now it's where the rubber meets the road. Just remember, I mentioned how everyone's consuming all these poison foods from the standard American diet. Let me just tell you something that's going to hit right at home. You're not going to like this. You're not going to like this at all. You're going to hate Dr. Johnny for doing this. I'm going to talk to you about Coca-Cola. Oh, yeah. Ever wondered what exactly is Coca-Cola? I'm talking about Coke, the most valuable brand in history. Coca-Cola is the second most famous word in the world after hello. That's a fact. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, Coca-Cola is the second most famous word in the world after the word hello. I am not kidding. However, the drink, Coca-Cola itself, is absolute poison to the human metabolism, very acidic. The pH is 1 point higher than battery acid, just 1 point. As a result, it's suitable and often better for cleaning surfaces in which we're usually using toxic household cleaning agents. Cheaper and easier to buy in some third world countries than clean water, Coca-Cola uses its PR propaganda to convince consumers and entire nations that it's an eco-friendly society, while its activities are actually related to pollution, water scarcity, and disease. Coca-Cola is deep state, folks, plain and simple. Among the people who consume soft drinks, for example, Coca-Cola, the risk of heart attack and stroke is 48% higher in those who do not than those who do not drink Coca-Cola or soft drink beverages at all. 48% higher with people who drink Coke and other soft drinks than people who don't. According to a study published in the Journal of Respirology, drinking soft drinks may be associated with lung respiratory disorders, including asthma and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, which is COPD. The carbonic acid in cola causes calcium loss in bones and a rise in calcium in our bloodstream. Have you heard Dr. Johnny talk about, you know, calcium dominant individuals, slow one, calcium dominant individuals? It's a three-stage process. Carbonic acid irritates the stomach. Number two, the stomach tries to cure the irritation any way it can. It adds only acid bond, and the only thing it can do is calcium, and it comes from the blood, which comes out of our bones. Number three, the now low calcium from our bone, you know, from our blood, it's taking it more and more out of our bones, that missing calcium. Now doing so is severely damaging muscle and brain function. It's taking that calcium right out, but yet it's keeping that calcium flowing around. We're becoming calcium retentive, and yet it's keeping that calcium out because when it goes into the stomach, that's the only thing it can normalize the acid in the stomach. It's still flowing around your body, but the story doesn't end there. Another problem with Coke is that it contains phosphorus acid, not the same as carbon dioxide mixed with water. Phosphorus acid affects the body's storage of calcium. So Coke softens the bone in three ways. It actually makes them weaker and brittle. Carbonic acid reduces the calcium in our bones. Number two, phosphorus acid reduces calcium in the bones. Number three, the drink replaces calcium contained in alternatives such as milk or water. You know, milk and water aren't excellent sources of calcium, but they still can be considered sources. Osmotic acid, you know, cancer. Osmotic cancer is very rare, but two generations ago, it wasn't even existed, but it's common. This is the basic mechanism how it works. Number one, the mechanic damage of cells is a huge risk factor in cancer. This is the reason why asbestos particles cause lung cancer, for example. Number two, all soft drinks cause acid reflux. That's stomach acid rises higher than the esophagus valve, and that causes acid reflux that burns your throat. This is much more emphasized when the body is in a horizontal position while sleeping, but in most cases, the amount of Coke and other soft drinks consumed means that the acid reflux is well beyond the danger point. Whenever we drink a pleasant soft drink, you know, it causes burping. Thus, the acid enters the esophagus. How much is too much? The research doesn't reveal where the line is. It just shows that most of us are way over it. And then the stomach acid dissolves the tissue. This is its goal. But stomach acid mucosal layer, that mucous membrane, is not found in the esophagus. So the damage to the lower esophagus is much more common in people who consume acidic soft drinks like Coca-Cola and non-carbonated drinks. This results in radical growth of cell mutations in which higher levels of free, roots. So what happens to our body after drinking Coca-Cola? After 10 minutes, 10 tablespoons of sugar are found in a glass of Coke, which measures to a devastating blow in our body. That's 10 teaspoons of sugar are found in a glass of Coke, just one glass. That's devastating to our body. And the only reason you don't throw up is the phosphoric acid, which inhibits sugar. After 20 minutes, there's a jump in insulin level in the blood flow. The liver turns all sugar into fat. 40 minutes later, caffeine intake, which is in Coca-Cola, is finally ending. Eye pupils dilate. You know, the cortisol levels go up along with the insulin, insulin and adrenals. Blood pressure rises as the liver puts more sugar in the bloodstream. Adenosine receptors become obstructed that prevents drowsiness. After 45 minutes, the body increases the production of dopamine hormone, which stimulates the brain's pleasure center. Similar reaction to what happens what heroin does. After 1 hour, the phosphorus acid binds calcium, magnesium, and zinc in the gastrointestinal tract, giving an extra boost to the metabolism, calcium is released with irrigation. In 1 hour, the effect of the drink's urine enters the game, where the calcium, magnesium, and zinc are removed from the body, which are components of our bones as well as sodium. This is when we become agile or dull. The entire amount of water contained in the Coke is removed with the urine. When we drink cold bottle Coca-Cola and enjoy its undeniable freshness, we are aware of what chemical cocktail, you know, we're putting in our bodies. We're just not aware of that. The active ingredient of Coca-Cola is phosphoric acid. Due to the high acid content, the containers used to transport the chemical can be equipped with special containers designed for materials that are highly corrosive. Let's take a look at the anatomy of Coca-Cola best promoted products. The decaf Coca-Cola Light, decaf Coca-Cola Light. This beverage contains carbonated water, EI50D, E952, E951, E338, E330, and aromas E211. These are all additives. Water is enriched with carbonic acid, and that's soda water. This disturbs the secretion of the stomach and increases the acidity of the stomach and causes bloating. First of all, filtered tap water is used. So everything that you're getting from tap water is in there. All the fluorine and chlorine. And the EI50D is a food coloring that's obtained by processing the sugar at a certain temperature with or without the addition of chemical reagents. And in the case of Coca-Cola, they add ammonium sulfate. Oh, yeah. E952, sodium calciminate, is a sugar substitute. And the calciminate is a synthetic chemical. The sweet taste that is 200 times sweeter than sugar is used in as an artificial sugar sweetener. And in 1969, it was banned by the FDA because it, along with the saccharin and aspartame, caused cancer in rats. Later, this material was re-legalized in a very suspicious way. Now it's in all the colas. The E950, acid and potassium, 2,200 times sweeter than sugar, contains methyl ether. This makes the cardiovascular system harder. Your heart pumps harder. It contains aspartic acid, which can also cause arousal effects in our nervous system and leads to addiction over time. The aspartic is badly dissolved and now is not recommended for children or pregnant women. The E951, the aspartame, a sugar substitute for diabetics, chemically unsuitable. At high temperatures, it decomposes into methanol and phenylamine. Methanol is dangerous, very dangerous. It can cause 5 to 10 milliliters of optic nerve damage and irreversible blindness. In hot, soft drinks, aspartame turns into formaldehyde, which is very strong carcinogen substance. They use it to embalm and preserve bodies in the mortuary. Symptoms of aspartame poisoning are fainting, headache, faint, dizziness, nausea, heartbeat, weight gain, irritability, anxiety, memory disorder, blurred vision, fainting, joint pain, depression, infertility, loss of hearing, and so on. The list goes on and on. Aspartame can trigger the following diseases: brain tumors, epilepsy, Graves' disease, chronic fatigue, Alzheimer's disease, diabetes, mineral deficiency, tuberculosis, just to name a few. E338. Phosphorus acid can cause skin and eye irritation. This is used to produce salts of ammonia and sodium and calcium and aluminum. Phosphoric acid is in the organic synthesis of charcoal and film tapes that they use in industry. These are also used in heat-resistant materials and ceramics and glass and fertilizers and synthetic chemical agents and drug production and metal processing in the textile and oil industries. It's known as the phosphoric acid that interferes with the absorption of calcium and iron in our body, which can cause bone weakness and bone loss. On the other side, it affects our thirstiness and skin rashes. And then the E330, the citric phosphoric acid, is widely used in pharmaceutical and food industry. The citric phosphoric salt citrates are used in food industry, for example, as acid in preservatives and stabilizers in the medical field to preserve blood. And then the E211, the sodium benzoate, this is a known production, you know, antibacterial, antifungal that they use. This often happens in jams and juices and fruits and yogurts. It's not recommended for those with asthma who are sensitive to aspirin. A study from the Peter Piper University of Sheffield of Great Britain found that this component causes significant damage in the DNA. According to Peter Piper, University of Sheffield and Great Britain, sodium benzoate, which is an active ingredient in preservatives, does not destroy DNA but shuts it off. This can lead to liver contractions and degenerative diseases like Parkinson's. We don't want sodium benzoate. It's a highly used. You want to eat organic, folks. You don't want to drink Coca-Cola. If you can imagine life without Coca-Cola, consider the following. Many Coca-Cola distributors in the United States use this drink to clean truck engines. Yeah, the Coca-Cola distributors, they got Coke for free. Instead of buying stuff from the auto parts place, they just use open cans of Coke and pour it on their engine and start cleaning their truck engines. Coca-Cola distributors use that to clean their truck engines. It's a fact. In America, many police cars have Coca-Cola bottles. When a car accident happens, they use it to wash the blood off the road. Yeah. Coca-Cola will wash the blood off the road, and so they can get it off the road using Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola is also a great product for removing rust spots from the chrome surfaces of cars. To remove corrosion from a car battery, just pour Coke on it and the corrosion disappears. To free a rusty screw, you know, dip a piece of cloth in Coca-Cola and roll it up in the screw for a few minutes and remove the, you know, to remove stains from clothes, pour Coca-Cola on the dirty clothes at the stains and add detergent to that stain and put it in the washing machine. And as usual, you'll be surprised that stain's removed. So you pour Coke right on the stain, you pour detergent right on the stain, and that stain is gone after the wash. Some farmers in India use Coca-Cola instead of pesticides for insecticide. Hello, farmers in India use Coca-Cola instead of pesticide for insecticide because it's cheaper and more effective than buying pesticides. It's cheaper than pesticides if they use Coca-Cola and they get rid of their bugs on their plants by using Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola is undeniably a very useful product. Most important thing that you can use it for is for purposes you do not want than purposes to consume. So use it for all those cleaning purposes. Maybe pour it on your, you know, plants to keep bugs out. But don't use it to consume. Over the years, you know, running Davenport Laboratories in the 80s, and now, you know, working with Trace Elements Laboratory, you know, that I helped start in 1980s, I did all the research on all this. I knew about Coca-Cola back then. I quit drinking Coca-Cola since the 1980s, folks. So just know, if you're a big group, you know, if you like your Coca-Cola, I would think again. Dr. Johnny's giving you the warning. You know, I'm shooting up a flare here. Just telling you, you better avoid Coca-Cola. And I'm going to get more and more into my laboratory work when we come back from the break that's coming up in a few minutes. But I just want you to know that, you know, when you drink a Coca-Cola, it's one of those things that drives your adrenals. So when the adrenals fire off, they release adrenaline and cortisol. So just those two things alone will give you the boost that you need. That's what caffeine does. That's what's in Coca-Cola. It's got caffeine. It's also got cocaine in it. They still put cocaine in Coca-Cola because nobody knows that secret formula of Coke, but Dr. Johnny does, because I know people that work in labs, and they're telling me that there's still a certain amount of cocaine in all the secret formula. They still put it in there because that gives you that addictive edge to keep wanting more Coca-Cola. See? It has an addictive quality to it because there's cocaine in it. And the rest of the stimulation comes from the caffeine that they put in there. So what does that caffeine do? Fires off those adrenaline, fires off those adrenals, and the adrenaline comes out and the cortisol comes out. And when the cortisol goes up in the body, guess what happens? It causes it to become more calcium retentive. Guess what happens when the Coca-Cola hits your stomach? It causes your stomach to pull more calcium from your bones. And guess what happens when the calcium goes in the stomach to kind of neutralize the acid that's so out of whack? We start reabsorbing that calcium, and it goes right in the bloodstream. And boom, automatically we become calcium dominant. We become calcium dominant. But it's leaching it from our bones at the same time. But at the same time, the calcium's flowing around and around and around and around in our bloodstream. You know, the more Coca-Cola you drink, the more calcium you're going to have in your bloodstream. I tell people the same thing about coffee. Back with laboratories.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Did you ever feel that things were not quite right? That everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Fripp Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's Ivan Baker. Welcome to the Crypt.
You going back in?
There's still men out there. God damn. When I go home, people ask me, "Hey, Hoot, why do you do it, man? Why? You some kind of war junkie?" I won't say a goddamn word. Why? They won't understand. They won't understand why we do it. They won't understand it's about the men next to you. And that's it. That's all it is.
Revolution Radio. FreedomSlips.com. Number one listener supported radio. The printing press for freedom at a time when freedom is needed the most.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
You are listening to The Master Survivor Beyond PhD, and I'm your host, Dr. Johnny, and I wanted to get in more. I appreciate you coming back on with me. I just want to tell you a little bit about the early days over the years running Davenport Laboratories in the back in the 1980s, back in 1982, and now working with Trace Elements Laboratory that I helped start in 1991. All the research that had been done and evaluated the efficacy and accuracy of the hair tissue mineral analysis, the HTMA, is enormous. Between Dr. Eck, Jim Davenport, Dr. Wilson, Jeffrey Bland, Dave Watts, and myself have totaled into the hundreds and hundreds of peer-reviewed scientific articles and studies. We've proven that hair analysis gives a much clearer picture of what the body is doing as compared to blood analysis or urine analysis. Right off the bat, urine analysis is not a full measure of biological activity because you cannot get a clean picture of what your body's doing when you're studying the waste that we're passing. It's just not there. That is why I am not a big proponent of stool tests either. You just don't see enough about what's going on in the physiology of the cell or the body when you're looking at stools or urine. Then people say you need a blood test to know what is really going on. But Dr. Johnny's here to tell you that that's not accurate either. First off, the blood is only the measurement for the period of time for about, 22 to 28 hours of time. And after that, your chemistry can drastically change depending on what you're eating or doing. So much depending on what you eat and drink and you know, right now, I'm going to show you how hair analysis differs from blood analysis and the value and the application of each. First, we must understand that hair tissue mineral analysis is the HTMA is an analytical test which measures the mineral content of the hair. The sampled hair obtained by cutting first an inch to an inch and a half of growth closest to the scalp is the best way, probably at the nape of the neck or pubic hair from, you know, hair from the pubic region. You know, which, you know, I tell people if they dye their hair or sometimes they don't have enough hair on top because they shave their head. You know, so get all the hair from the groin area. That's really the best test. And it's the most accurate sample. But then the sample is then prepared in a licensed clinical laboratory through a series of chemical and high temperature digestive procedures. Testing is then performed using highly sophisticated detection equipment and methods to achieve the most accurate and precise results. So let's look at the benefits of hair tissue mineral analysis, the HTMA. Number one, hair is invaluable for the assessment of toxic metal levels. It's recommended by the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, is the number one analysis for heavy toxic metals in the body. Number two, hair can be sampled very quickly and easily, more easily than the blood, and using a safe, non-invasive method. Number three, unlike blood, hair is less susceptible to reactive homeostatic mechanisms that affect trace element levels. Number four, long-term deviations of mineral retention or losses are more easily detected in the hair than in the blood. Number five, concentrations of most elements in the hair are significantly higher than in the blood or other tissues. Number six, hair provides a record of past as well as present trace element levels, i.e. biological and, hormonal activity. Number seven, hair provides information of substances entering from the bloodstream and external sources. Number eight, the HTMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis, is more cost effective than mineral testing through any other means. Dr. Johnny charges $226 for the trace elements hair tissue mineral analysis, the HTMA. And however, just FYI, for your information, there's a chiropractor right here in Dallas that charges $560 for the same test that Dr. Johnny provides you for $226. Also, there's a famous celebrity doctor in Los Angeles that charges $630 for the same test that Dr. Johnny provides you for $226. That's more than double or triple in some cases than what Dr. Johnny charges. There's some doctors that charge more than that for the same test. With these two doctors that I just given, you mentioned their prices, you know, and for all the others for that matter, neither and none of them ever explain what the test means. In fact, they really don't have a clue what it means. This is the best HTMA on the market today, the best hair tissue mineral analysis on the market today. More to the point, and back to the 80s, I designed the food and supplement schedules that are used in today's schedules, and they're the basis for the analysis for the trace elements laboratory that the test provides today. A lot of those were from my study. That's why I know more about this test and I see the chemistry of the body better than anyone else in the world, because for over 40 years I've trained many of the medical doctors to use the HTMA. There are many out there that are talking about HTMA, many out there that say they know what they're doing, and there are many out there that are giving some clues about, you know, how to do this. But those doctors that charge you $500 and $600 and $700 for the same test, they aren't giving you any explanation from the test at all. Dr. Johnny gives you the full rundown better than anybody in the world of exactly what that HTMA means, that hair tissue mineral analysis. So let's look more deeply into the HTMA advantages over the blood test, or the serum blood test. There is no question about it. Hair is the ideal tissue for sampling and testing the chemistry of the body. It could be sampled easily and painlessly by the patient at home without any need for a physician, you know, to draw the blood or anything. The hair sample can be seen and sent to the doctor, which is Dr. Johnny. You send me your hair, to a check for $226. I'll run it in the lab for you. You know, you don't need anything else but that. So it's non-invasive. You don't have to prick your skin and draw blood. Clinical results have been shown that properly obtained sample can give an indication of mineral status and toxic metal accumulation following a chronic or acute exposure. The HTMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis, reveals what is unique in a metabolic world, the intercellular and extracellular mineral activity, which cannot be seen by most other tests. That intracellular activity cannot be seen on just about any test you do. There's no test out there that can show you the exact blueprint, the biochemistry of what's going on inside the cell over a period of time that the hair can show. The only thing with the blood, it can show 30 or 40 days following an acute exposure of elevated serum lead, for example, just for heavy metals, we're just talking about that. This is due to the body being removed from the lead in the serum in circulation as a protective measure is depositing the metal in such tissues as the liver, bone, and hair. So over 30 or 40 days after acute exposure, you know, it won't be detectable in the blood at all. But it's going to show up in your hair. The HTMA will show the lead levels, what they really are in your blood, because they're, I mean, you know, whether it's in your blood or whether it's in your liver, bone, teeth, or hair, it's going to show up in the hair. And also with the serum test, the nutrient loss from the body can become so advanced that severe health conditions can develop without an appreciable changes noted and you know, in the blood test. See, the liver will do anything it can to keep that blood chemistry balanced, period. So it doesn't matter what's going on in your body. You know, your body could be starving, but it's going to rob your bones of minerals if it needs. It's going to keep that blood chemistry balanced any way it can all the time to keep that heart and that brain going, period. You could lose your arms. You could lose your legs. You know, they could starve to death, but that liver's going to keep that chemistry balanced. So, you know, the blood test is going to show a balance, you know, but it could be pulling these minerals from the rest of your body, and blood test doesn't give you a clue. Symptoms of elemental deficiency can be presented long before low levels can be detected in the serum. So you can see in the hair long before it can be detected in the blood. Excess sodium is associated with hypertension, but adequate amounts are required for normal health, so it's going to show up that way in your blood. But the hair is going to tell what the real sodium levels are in your tissues. As I said before, hair is used as one of the tissues of choice by Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, to determine toxic metal exposure. a 1980 report from the EPA stated that human hair can be effectively used for biological monitoring of the highest priority toxic heavy metals, and it's their preferred monitoring system for toxic metals, for monitoring the body. The report confirmed the findings in other studies in the U.S. and abroad, which concluded that human hair may be a more appropriate tissue than blood or urine for studying community exposure to some trace and heavy metals. Pardon me. The value of testing for minerals, trace minerals, are essential to in countless metabolic functions, especially in the hair, in the cellular metabolism and all phases of the life processes. These levels are especially revealing when it comes to the endocrine and immunity activity. First thing I tell people on my hair tissue mineral analysis when I'm doing their consultation, I say that green box, that tells me volumes of what's going on inside the hair and what the endocrine system's doing. Just like zinc and potassium alone can provide a window into many metabolic processes, zinc is involved in the production and storage of secretion of insulin and is necessary for growth of hormones. Magnesium is required for normal muscular function, especially the heart. A deficiency has been associated with an increased incidence of abnormal heart conditions, anxiety, and nervousness. Potassium is critical for normal nutrient transfer into the cell. I told people over and over again when I do their consultation, and I say, you know, that sodium-potassium ratio, those are your electrolytes. That's important to have that, you know, that ratio balance, that sodium-potassium ratio, because we get that exchange into the cells. We get that potassium. It's critical for normal nutrient transfer into the cell. A deficiency, and it can result in muscle weakness and mild depression and lethargy. Excess sodium is associated with hypertension, but adequate amounts are required for normal health. The trace elements, what's in that green box on your HCMA, is more important factors. One of the more important factors in human nutrition is more important than vitamins. Those trace elements are more important than vitamins. The body can manufacture many vitamins, but it cannot produce necessary trace minerals on a day-to-day basis, and it will get rid of possible excesses. So you need those trace elements, those trace metals. Our body changes all the time, folks, depending on what we do and what we breathe, what we eat, and what we drink. So let's look at what caused mineral imbalances. I told you about Coca-Cola in the first hour. It causes all kinds of mineral imbalances. If you're listening to that first hour, you know right away what it's causing. But there are many other factors to take into consideration. For example, diet and nutrition, you know, the stressors, pharmaceutical medications, toxicity and pollution, nutritional supplements, just to name a few. Most nutritional supplements have a high amount of calcium in it because most chelation processes, you know, in bonding, you know, chelating minerals in most multivitamins are made from sodium, you know, calcium carbonate and calcium sorbonate. You know, those are cheap chelation methods. That's why many of the supplements are made, and you're getting way too much calcium when you're taking all these supplements. So automatically you're calcium dominant. If you drink Coca-Cola, you're calcium dominant. If you drink coffee, you're calcium dominant. And calcium dominant is like 9 out of 10 of my hair tissue mineral analysis, 8 out of 10 of them are slow 1, slow 2, slow 3. Calcium dominant individuals, you're forcing out about 4 other minerals out of your body, you know, when you're calcium dominant. So as I discussed earlier, improper diet through high intake of refined and processed foods, alcohol, fad diets, Coca-Cola, Big Macs, can all lead and not only disruption in the microbiome, but also chemical and mineral imbalance Even the nutrient content of a healthy diet can be inadequate depending upon the types of food you're eating and the soil in which that food was grown or the method from which it was prepared. Also know that when we look at stress and how it affects the mineral activity inside the cells, stress comes in many forms and can be chemically measured, and this is a good measure to address the needs of the body. That's what the hair tissue mineral analysis, that HCMA, is all about. So let's talk about the stressors. We got physical, we got emotional stress, we got chemical. They all deplete our body of many nutrients while reducing our capability to absorb and utilize those many nutrients. On the HCMA, we show a stress category for each patient, and that determines the outcome of the overall physiology and cellular metabolism, and it gives us clues on how the endocrine system is performing. All your hormones, all your glands. There are other factors that will interfere with our chemistry, and most notorious disruptors are pharmaceutical medications. Both pharmaceutical and over-the-counter medications can deplete the body's stores of nutrient minerals and or increase the levels of toxic metals. I have always been against taking medications, either over-the-counter or by prescription, because these chemicals are made from waste products from the petroleum industry. The body does not recognize them as food. And once it goes through our system, every step of the way of these processes, our body's trying to deal with this chemical. And every step of the way, those chemicals cause more harm than good. The medications include diuretics, antacid, aspirin, oral contraceptives, just to name a few. You know, try to avoid these pills and drugs from Big Pharma. Another huge assault on our body comes from toxicity and pollution from adolescence on into adulthood, from a cradle to the grave. The average person is continually exposed to a variety of toxic metal sources such as cigarette smoke, which is a lot of cadmium, hair dyes, which is a lot of lead, hydrogenated oils, which is a lot of nickel, antiperspirants, which is a lot of aluminum, dental amalgams, which is a lot of mercury and cadmium, copper and aluminum cookware, and lead-based cosmetics. I go on and on. I mean, how many times, you know, have I had patients were just appalled when they found out their lipstick had lead in it? I said, yeah. You know, when I see their hair tissue mineral analysis and their lead so far up, and, you know, that one or two that I met, I said, well, you wear lipstick a lot. Oh, well, that's, you know, blah, blah. I said, well, that's got lead in it. Is that where my lead's coming from? I said, I would buy an organic cosmetics from now on if I were you. That's a good start. Sure enough, she eliminated all those chemical mainstream cosmetics, i.e. lipstick that has a lot of lead in it. And lo and behold, after a couple of hair tissue mineral analysis, about a year later, we got rid of her lead. Her lead went down. She followed that diet and supplement schedule of the HCMA, started using organic makeup, and guess what? All her lead and cadmium levels and aluminum levels all went down because she was using those antiperspirant sprays, and she got rid of her dental amalgams too. So the HCMA will show levels of 8 toxic heavy metals and over 14 trace metals. It gives us a picture. And with that hair tissue mineral analysis, Dr. Johnny can give you a roadmap for your recovery. If you want to recover and be, you know, a master survivor, just go to themastersurvivor.com and you can order the hair tissue mineral analysis. And, you know, just $226, send me some hair, print out that form, just fill out the patient information. That's all you need to put, your name and age, and check if you're pregnant or not, and, you know, and if you're male or female, you know, that's all I need. And send me the form and the hair, $226, and I'll run your hair test. And once we do your consultation, when you get your report back, I want you to call me to get your consultation, because then I can provide a roadmap for your recovery into a better life and getting rid of those problems that you're having. Nutritional supplements is one of the biggest problems we got. Most nutritional supplements have way too much calcium in it. Taking incorrect supplements or the improper amounts of supplements can produce many vitamin and mineral excesses and or deficiencies, contributing to overall biochemical imbalance and causing disease, folks. Nearly all multivitamins and minerals on the market today, at least 99% of them, are chelated with calcium, either calcium carbonate or calcium sorbonate. And the reality is most people in this country are following the standard American diet and are calcium dominant to begin with. They're drinking Coca-Colas. They're eating Big Macs. And yes, they take vitamins just to feel a little bit better, but they don't realize that they're making even more problems for that. They need the hair tissue mineral analysis. They need that to show the exact biochemical activity of their body to show exactly the diet they need. Because of all these related issues that break down our system and our microbiome and raise our already high calcium levels, just taking these nutritional supplements without knowing your body chemistry first is not doing you any good at all. It's turning out doing you more harm than good. In the long run, you run into problems. In my opinion, this may be the most dangerous practice of Americans, because in the beginning, they get a little relief from taking those vitamins, or there wouldn't be such a big business of vitamins and supplements today, because they get some relief in the beginning. But over a period of time, all of a sudden, their minerals get out of balance, and they keep taking that same supplement, and guess what? You know, they're using that same makeup, they keep drinking Coca-Cola, and all of a sudden, their calcium's way off. They got too much lead, and oh man, they're in trouble. And many people say, well, you're just getting old. No, age has nothing to do with it. What is really important right now is to get your health and rational thinking back above anything else, because you need your body and your mind in good shape under your control, and then you're much better positioned to say no to all the propaganda that's out there. I started this show telling you about all the distractions. It's a Rocky Horror Picture Show that you're getting all these distractions. Many people just day in, day out drinking Coca-Cola and eating Big Macs don't realize that they're being led down this primrose path of lies into this Rocky Horror Picture Show. And believe me, if you can just send me some hair, $226, it'd be the best thing you've ever done in your life. The American needs Master Survivor program more than ever. Dr. Johnny provides the best laboratory science available to you on the planet today. As a practitioner, you know, knowledgeable. I've been doing this over 40 years. I work with 5 world-class laboratories. I don't do advertising. I don't care if you like me or not. I don't care if I'm popular or not. I don't care how many listeners I have. All I care about is your health. If you're my patient, that's all I care about, is for you to be a master survivor. If you've made a decision to become a master survivor, then that is all I care about. Maintaining a balance in your chemistry, and then guess what? You feel good. As a practitioner, I'm knowledgeable, I'm honest, and I'm ethical, and I use clinical laboratory testing, the best lab in the country to provide for the hair tissue mineral analysis, and the only microbiome laboratory in the country that has the new microbiome science. So you have the best of the best with Dr. Johnny by becoming a master survivor. Historically, the clinical laboratory has been used to define specific diagnosis. As in the case with many models, we are witnessing evolution and change in our industry unfold right before our eyes into a new era of functional assessment emerges. This new era of functional assessment is emerging. Syndromes, not diseases, are becoming the dominant trend in clinical offices all over the world. The latest, this post-COVID syndrome, is proving to be both a challenge and an opportunity for redefining the modern patient management. The HTMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis, is an analytical method and is proven to be the benchmark for determining the diet and supplement schedule, taking the patient into balance and wellness. Why use hair tissue mineral analysis in your clinic? If you want to become a practitioner and you want to have a thriving practice into this future that we're entering into, then you might want to go to themastersurvivor.com or themastersurvivoruniversity.com, themastersurvivor.com, and look up Master Survivor University, and you too can become a Master Survivor doctor and have a thriving new career, because the future's bright for Master Survivors. The future's bright for the Master Survivor professional. The future is bright for the Master Survivor doctor. And the main tenet, the main focus of the Master Survivor is the hair tissue mineral analysis. Why is it valuable to use in your new and thriving clinic? Well, the hair tissue mineral analysis, the HTMA, test shows changes in the body's physiology much earlier than blood tests can understand the mineral pattern helps us understand the patient's stress levels and endocrine function, thyroid function, mental health, mood, endocrine system, immune system, blood glucose levels, regulation, and heavy toxic metal, plus much, much more. The HTMA ensures that high levels of compliance from patients, as they can quickly see changes from targeted nutritional balancing programs that I provide, devised from the HTMA report. Repeat testing provides excellent visual feedback for our results. I tell you over and over again on each show that I will show you, based on laboratory tests, that what we're doing is right. Before and after, as things progresses and things go along, I will show you, proven on the test, why those changes are affecting Donnie. They said, Donnie, I'm feeling great. No, I said, let me show you on the test why you're feeling great. I'll show you right on the test. And our supplements are made for a specific chemistry based on the HTMA test. The blood won't show you that. The blood may look normal, but the HTMA, that hair tissue mineral analysis, will show exactly what can be targeted and individualized and provide that mineral balance in all the cells of your body. A review, HTMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis, is an analytical method for determining essential elements, toxic elements, hormones, and drug use and abuse can be a turning point in the patient's care and recovery. I help people with addiction, folks. I never forget one of the workshops I did for doctors, you know. I had a special segment of that workshop on addiction. somebody came in to harass me. He harassed me. He came in, well, you were a cocaine addict. I know that for a fact because I know a friend of your brother's and they told me you were a cocaine addict. I said, hey, come on up to the microphone. You seem to know a lot more than what people, you know, they might be interested to hear what you have to say. Come on up to the microphone. And he wouldn't do it. And I said, come on, everybody. Don't you want to hear what this man has to say? He's got people that know my family. Don't you want to? Oh, yeah. Everybody says, yeah, go on up to the microphone. No, he wouldn't do it because I wanted to identify himself. He didn't want to identify himself. And I said, well, hey, I bet you haven't read my book that I wrote, Cocaine Addiction Cure. Did you read that book? And with that, everybody laughed at him because he walked out. Everybody was laughing at him. And I was like, okay, now where were we at the workshop? That's happened, folks. I'm telling you. So I'm just, you know, when I'm doing this hair tissue mineral analysis and you're having some addiction problem, I can help you with that because your chemistry will reveal what's making you have cravings. Your chemistry from the hair, the blood won't show that, but the hair will. I can reduce your cravings by helping you follow that diet and supplement schedule. I don't care whether it's cocaine or heroin or alcohol or whatever. We can reduce your cravings. Once we get your minerals balanced in all your cells, we can reduce your cravings because you get your mind and your body under your control by following that hair tissue mineral analysis. It's the most accurate mineral test of the body because of the way it was formed from the cluster of matrix cells that make up that follicle. During the growth phase of the hair, the metabolic activity is greatly increased, exposing the hair to the internal metabolic environment, extracellular fluids, circulating blood and lymph. All these bodily systems play a role in forming that hair shaft. The HTMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis, will reveal the activity of each of these important areas of the body function. The HTMA will also help determine which supplements are required and, more importantly, what's not required in order to avoid nutritional-induced deficiencies. As the hair shaft reaches the surface, its outer layers harden, locking in the metabolic products. You know, they're accumulated during the growth period of that hair formation, providing a permanent record of metabolic hair activity. I'm telling you, folks, when I ran Davenport Laboratories, we tested Iceman's hair. I mean, we tested Pharaoh's hair. Today, you know, we did it for National Geographic. And today, the same thing, you know, with Trace Elements, they do hair tests for National Geographic and History Channel. They test mummy's hair. So once that hair leaves the surface of the skin, it's a set record. So I don't care how old that hair is, it's going to tell you exactly what's going on in that body. We tested mummy's hair, thousands of years old. Determining the levels of the elements in the hair is a highly sophisticated analytical technique which performed the exact standards and interpreted correctly may be used as a screening aid for mineral deficiencies, excesses, and or biochemical imbalances. For equine and canine, the testing of our four-legged master survivors, hair tissue mineral analysis provides the veterinarian and trainer with a sensitive indicator of long-term effects of diet, stress, and toxic metal exposure. Most deficiencies in animals are brought about by altering relationships of minerals within their body. It has become evident that either the retention or loss of minerals by the animal is equally important as the nutrients consumed from the feed itself. Both appearance and performance can be greatly influenced and improved by adequate tissue levels of essential nutrition and nutrients due to their effect on cellular function. Minerals are necessary for important functions in the growing and mature horse, such as formation of structural components, enzymatic cofactors, and energetic transfer, or having a healthy coat. and quick response to your commands for your dog. This enzymatic cofactor is also used in the production of hormones, vitamins, and amino acids. Tissue mineral testing can aid in measuring mineral retention. It may also help in determining which supplements and feeds are required, more importantly, and what is not required in order to avoid nutritional-induced deficiencies or imbalances. There are thousands of biochemical reactions that ultimately control our metabolism, whether it's our four-legged friends or our human counterparts, and it shows what's going on in digestion and regeneration of body tissues. The vast majority of these reactions depends on certain trace minerals in our body. This is one of the biggest markers that nearly all practitioners know nothing about. If these minute amounts of essential minerals, these trace elements, are not there to fuel the processes, then the ability to regenerate, metabolize, or break down noxious substances is compromised, while blood levels inform, it may say nothing about it, and they may inform, you know, the health practitioner what is in the blood, but the hair analysis provides a record of what the body stores and disposes of and what it's been doing over a period of time. It's much more accurate about these trace elements and these trace metals. The choice of hair as a testing medium is based on the fact that blood chemistries change coloscopically from day to day, while hair values give a more stable view of the overall mineral nutrition. It gives us the true activity of the body. One of the essential conditions for ensuring the realistic evaluation of excessive population exposure is the examination of sufficient large population groups and the use of group diagnostic methodology in environmental epidemiological studies. The method of hair analysis appears to be the ideally suited for use in all these pilot prospective studies. For over 40 years, I've been directly involved in this type of testing. If an excessive exposure is detected, it's recordable and shown in the epidemiological and examination to be completed of the analysis. You know, other biological materials like blood and urine don't give a clue about what's specifically going on to the degree of exposure that the population is at risk. The hair does. In most cases, these other tests, blood and urine, don't provide what's necessary. Hair is the biological matrix of choice for diagnostic of chronic drug addiction or drug consumption. You know, of an early time, hair can be used to establish the chronological profile and severity of the drug consumption or the recovery remedies applied and how they can be effective. Hair tissue mineral analysis, the HTMA, is the test that measures the mineral content of the hair that provides a vast picture of many bodily functions that no other test can provide. Mineral content of the hair accurately reflects mineral content of the body's tissues, both intracellular and extracellular. If a mineral deficiency or excess exists in the hair profile, it usually indicates a mineral deficiency or excess in the body or in both these intracellular and extracellular areas. So both within the cell and outside the cell, we can know exactly what your body needs, and only food can help correct those imbalances. Generally, minerals are essential in numerous functions of all phases of metabolism. Various mineral imbalances are revealed by hair tissue mineral analysis and can indicate metabolic dysfunctions before any symptoms occur. Very important, the hair analysis can indicate metabolic dysfunctions before any symptoms occur. A lot of times when I give the hair tissue mineral analysis consultation, I'll say, look, you know, arthritis and osteoporosis, if it's not now, it's just weeks or months away. And then my patients tell me, how'd you know I had arthritis? I says, right here in your test. I can see it. If it's not happening right now, it will happen in weeks or months, in the few months to come. It's going to happen. It's imminent. Imminent. So stress, medications, pollution, imbalance ratios, feeds or other supplements, we all know how to regulate that based on the hair. All these findings suggest that some materials such as arsenic, selenium, and probably iodine, zinc, and sodium and vanadium contribute to regulation of cancer. You know, that's how cancer comes about. We get an imbalance of minerals. You know, cortisol levels. When cortisol levels go up, you drink too much Coca-Cola and coffee, you drive your cortisol levels, you're going to have cancer. It's imminent. You know, so just the multiple logistical repression analysis, you know, is a useful tool for, you know, estimating the cancer risk. I can see it coming on the hair tissue mineral analysis from doctor's report. I can see the makeup of the patient that shows predispositions, and we can forecast different disease states that are coming and when before they even happen. Making the adjustments in the diet early on, we can avoid those diseases coming into your body down the way. Hair analysis of the minerals is used not only for diagnostic purposes, but we monitor the nutritional state of the patient until treatment and offer the treatment benefits that can be achieved, and the effects of the program can be stabilized, you know, their body getting stabilized. So we can only correct it with the food, because we got there from the food we're eating. So if you want a hair tissue mineral analysis, just go to themastersurvivor.com. Click on the Master Survivor program. Just go to themastersurvivor.com. Scroll down. You'll see the Master Survivor program. Click on the blue button that says read more. And then you'll be entering the Master Survivor program and click on number one. You'll see number one, hair tissue mineral analysis. For my patients as well as my four-legged Master Survivors, a new diet, the combination of feed and ratio, you know, for the dog, you know, we don't do cats, but we do dogs, so we do horses, equine and canine, and we do people. Hair analysis is the most invaluable screening tool to determine the correct program of diet and supplementation for the individual, for your dog, for your horse, for their specific needs. For your specific needs, never before has there been available such an accurate, scientific, valid guide to metabolic function and balance. Hair tissue mineral analysis, the HTMA, is responsive not only to the trace mineral levels in the diet, but it can also show other factors which influence their metabolism that include stress, exercise, endocrine and gastrointestinal function. And, you know, you get number one, which is the HTMA, and you get number two, you get that, 3 hours total gut restoration kit. We can balance the microbiome. So, folks, I'm just telling you, I want everybody, you know, the world needs to become a Master Survivor more than ever. The world needs a Master Survivor program more than ever. It's just two things, the hair tissue mineral analysis and that total gut restoration kit. So what do we get with the hair tissue mineral analysis? We get a multi-element assay with 36 different elements in the comprehensive hair tissue mineral analysis, HTMA. The comprehensive analysis report details the graph results for 8 toxic metals, 14 nutritional minerals, 15 additional elements, 7 significant mineral ratios, and 9 toxic heavy metals. The 8 toxic heavy metal elements, the antimony, the uranium, the arsenic, beryllium, mercury, cadmium, lead, aluminum, I'm showing those reports all the time, folks. If you don't know what those levels are, get a hair tissue mineral analysis, because it makes a big, big difference with what's going on in your health. And with all these chemtrails, buddy, let me tell you the chemtrail signature. The chemtrail signature is barium, strontium, aluminum, and titanium. That is the chemtrail signature. I see it all the time. And I say that when we do our hair tissue mineral analysis consultation, I see barium, strontium, aluminum, titanium, and you know, up. I say, do you have chemtrails where you live? Oh, all the time, Dr. Johnny. They play tic-tac-toe in the sky. And I'm saying, well, it shows in your report, by following this diet and supplement schedule, you can get rid of barium, strontium, aluminum, and titanium. When you have those in any higher amounts, you got health problems, folks. I mean, just bottom line, you got health problems. When your strontium levels are too high, you're not being able to use your calcium in the body. It's not even allowing calcium to be used when your strontium levels are too high. And if you're drinking Coca-Cola all the time, your calcium levels are too high. If you're drinking coffee all the time, your calcium levels are too high because your cortisol levels are too high. You're probably a slow one, calcium dominant, which forces out phosphorus, potassium, sodium out of your bones. Your bones are brittle. If you're on that standard American diet, you're eating Big Macs, drinking Coca-Colas, you're drinking coffee, you're calcium dominant. If you got chemtrails in the sky where you live, and that strontium's too high, you're not even being able to use calcium in your body, in your cells. So already, if you're calcium dominant, you're already not being able to use phosphorus. You're not being able to use potassium. You're not being able to use sodium. And because that strontium's high, you're not being able to use calcium. That's four or five major minerals. You're not being able to use magnesium. Your bones are brittle because your body keeps robbing your bones of those minerals just to keep that blood balance. Your bones are brittle, and guess what? If that calcium is flowing around your body, guess what happens? That calcium is just everywhere in your body. You're not being able to use it, and it's settling everywhere in your joints, causing arthritis, in your arteries, causing arteriosclerosis, in your kidneys, causing kidney stones, because you got all this excess calcium flowing around your body. You're not being able to use it, and it's keeping phosphorus, potassium, sodium, and magnesium. It's keeping those from being used in your cells because you're pulling it out of your bones all the time. So you got bone fragility. America needs the Master Survivor Program more than ever to get these minerals balanced so we don't have bone fragility. So we don't have the chemtrail signature. Too much barium, too much strontium, too much aluminum, too much titanium. Those are too high in many of my slow one calcium dominant patients. When I get their HTMA, they're a slow one. Calcium dominant, slow two, slow three, calcium dominant, calcium dominant. They're not getting enough magnesium. They're not getting enough potassium. They're not getting enough phosphorus in their cells, used in their cells, because their body's robbing. The liver has to balance that blood chemistry to keep your heart and brain going. It'll do anything to balance that blood chemistry to keep your heart and brain going. Even if your legs have gangrene, it'll still keep pulling minerals out of your bones, of your legs and your arms, just to keep that blood chemistry balanced so that heart and brain are going. So if that calcium level's too high, you're drinking too much Coca-Colas, you know, you're drinking Coca-Colas all the time, drinking calcium all, coffee all the time, you are calcium dominant. And then what happens is just a matter of time. Your bones become fragile. Your arthritis will develop. You'll get kidney stones. And those things are imminent. Those things are imminent. Not to mention all the other addictive properties that happen, because you need phosphorus in your brain. When you don't have enough phosphorus, you'll have cravings like crazy. If you have an addiction of some kind, you're going to crave it when you're lacking the phosphorus and magnesium in your brain. It's a vicious cycle, folks. I'm correcting this with food. You send me that hair, we'll see what your chemistry is. I'll give you a food program to follow. Avoid these foods. Start eating more of these foods. That's the only way we can get you back in balance. That's the only way. It's becoming a master survivor, folks. That's what's becoming a master survivor. Because they're going to keep spraying those chemtrails. And unfortunately, there's people out there that are going to keep drinking Coca-Colas. And there's going to be people out there that keep drinking coffee. But they don't realize that they keep firing off those adrenals. And what comes with it is adrenaline and cortisol. And automatically, we start becoming calcium dominant, because cortisol makes us calcium retentive, makes us retain more calcium. And automatically, we don't ever get rid of the cortisol. Unless you're running marathons, you won't ever get rid of that cortisol. So if you're drinking caffeine and, you know, and Coca-Cola or coffee or whatever, you know, and you got all that cortisol flowing around, cancer's imminent. It's just a matter of time. It's imminent. Because high cortisol levels, without a shadow of a doubt, every single cancer victim has high cortisol levels. It's proven. All doctors know that. Oh, yeah, cancer people have high cortisol levels. That's one of the problems. Don't you know that, Dr. Johnny? I said, yeah, I do know that. High cortisol levels are associated with cancer. It's imminent. So, it's time to become a master survivor. Go to themastersurvivor.com, scroll down, and you'll see the Master Survivor program. Click on Read More, the little blue button, and then you'll come to the Master Survivor program. You'll see the mountain. You'll see number one, hair tissue mineral analysis, and number two, the 3 R's total gut restoration kit to get that microbiome balance, get your gut balance. The whole program's less than $500, folks. Where can you get total wellness for less than $500? You can't. Dr. Johnny's the only one. It's time to become a master survivor today. Have a good week, everybody. Dr. Johnny, connect.
Travels to Earth through the rainbow crystal bubbles from the furthest reaches of space and time, across the dimensions, through the elements, and in harmony with the colors of the universe. Through her mastery of abstract stream of consciousness malapropisms, she weaves a web of comic, satiric, cosmic conversation. Her subjects can range from Norman, the goose next door, to astrology and earth changes, and into the deep recesses of the soul matrix. She holds a wealth of knowledge on herbs, plants, and astrology. Join Mona and her guests on Adventures of a Feral Hippie as she touches the earthly radio waves 5 days a week at 2 p.m. Monday to Friday on Studio B at Revolution Radio.
Hello, my name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction, Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically atomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and confusion. You can find me on Studio B every Thursday, 1700 hours Pacific Time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern. No topic taboo, no subject too strange. I strive to take a neutral standpoint during the dissection of the topic at hand. That's Reality Extraction with Mr. Rowe on Revolution Radio.
Oscar's freeze. That's your cerebral cortex looking for an answer it doesn't have.
See? Even your brain knows what's...